Doug Wright. Doug Wright. Interrupting everything to cover breaking news. You'll hear it first on KSL News Radio.
What a pleasure to have Representative Gowdy here with us, and also to have Representative Jason Chaffetz. And if for a moment we could move into the House Oversight Committee and talk specifically about what might be unfolding coming up on Thursday. You're both on this committee. You now chair the committee. Jason, when the EPA drops by, when Gina McCarthy comes on by, and also Sally Jewell, Secretary of the Interior, to talk about the mine spill over in Colorado that spilled through our river system and into the state of Utah, and specifically into your district, Jason, what kind of reception are they going to get, especially since you're combining with Rob Bishop's Committee on Natural Resources?
That's right. Rob Bishop and I, each is the chairman of Oversight, and Rob with the chairman of Natural Resources, we're going to combine, do one hearing with the two secretaries, the secretary and the administrator. We need truth and candor. We want to know why, given more than a year's notice, that something like this might happen if they continue their practice. Why didn't they heed those warnings, make those adjustments? I am pretty fired up having visited with the president of the Navajo Nation when he told me that within a week of the spill that there were EPA officials who were actually walking the banks of the river trying to get people, many of which didn't speak English. You know, these are people of the Navajo Nation. The EPA was evidently trying to get them to sign waivers of their rights and limit liability for the EPA instead of working with them to clean it up. And then we want to know from the Interior Secretary, why do we think that if they're going to do an independent review of the spill, why is the Interior Department the independent reviewer? It doesn't sound too independent to me to have the Interior Department looking over the EPA's shoulder.
You know, it's interesting when you think of how tough the EPA can be. And boy, talk to any community, talk to any business, talk to anybody who has been accused of anything or has been helped by the EPA. Holy cow. And if they are held to the same standards they hold others to, you know, heaven only knows. I mean, it would probably lead to the dismemberment of the entire organization, which has happened countless times with business, and it just goes on and on.
Well, there was a spill months before this, and there were criminal charges brought against these people. Now, Administrator McCarthy says that the EPA holds itself to a higher standard. I'm not aware of anybody who's been let go, reprimanded, let alone fired, or any criminal charges filed against them. And this is going to be with us for a few decades. This permeated throughout, you know, the region there, and we're going to live with the consequences. And we want to know what they're doing to clean it up, how we got in this mess, and how are they going to hold themselves accountable.
I don't know how many people who are listening right now have actually seen the image of when that breach occurred.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the big claw up there, and it starts as a little trickle, and all of a sudden, man, it is just cascading and pouring off the side of that old mine dump and pouring into the river below. And then, of course, that ends up in the San Juan, ends up in our backyard. And I love the fact that when they did release that video, they redacted the sound at first. And then when people were saying, well, is there no sound? And they go, well, yeah, kind of. And it's not like there's anything horribly damning on there other than the fact that we hear one of the contractors going, what do we do now?
Yeah.
And you go, boy, no, that is the question of the hour. What do we do now?
And they had more than 1 year's notice from engineers, people telling them, if you continue to do this, this will happen. They were totally unprepared for it.
Yeah, it'll be most interesting to see what does happen. And when I think of, and you have mentioned this in conversations that you and I have had, same thing with Congressman Bishop. And when they say, don't worry, this is going to be okay, we are going to make everyone whole on this, well, if they make that demand of a business, it comes out of the business's pocket. It comes out of their profit, sometimes even to the point of sapping that business dry to the point where they go belly up.
Yeah.
When the EPA makes us whole, that's your money. That's my money.
Yeah. Yeah, there are going to be consequences, I feel, for the people down in San Juan County and also in the other states as well. And The EPA, they are one of the most dysfunctional organizations I've ever seen, from sexual abuse to this. It's just unbelievable how toxic it is there at the EPA. It really is.
Yeah, we'll be watching these hearings very, very closely. And I can't thank you enough. Jason, thank you for coming by. And thank you, Representative Gowdy, for joining us.
Yes, sir.
As well. And I'm anxious for Jason to bring you back so you can experience skiing on real mountains.
I would love that.
We're not going to rub that in, of course.
They think they have mountains in South Carolina. It's about the cutest thing I've ever seen.
I will say, Utah is beautiful. It is gorgeous. Our heart goes out to the people who are suffering in southern Utah. And it is, other than South Carolina, maybe the most beautiful state I've seen so far.
That's very well put. Hey, I appreciate it. And Representative Gowdy, I thank you for joining us here at KSL today while I'm doing a little one-arm dance over here trying to get our computer all set and ready to go. But sincerely, we thank you for being here in Utah. I hope you enjoy your stay.
Yes, sir.
And please come by anytime, whether you're with Jason or not.
Yes,
as a matter
sir.
Of fact, maybe you can leave Jason home and you and I will just chat. Okay?
He's my fourth favorite member of your delegation, so I might come up with one of the other three.
There we go. Jason Chaffetz and Trey Gowdy, representatives, joining us today here at KSL. That does it for today's Doug Wright Show. And tonight, when you go home, please make sure that you hug the people you love.